BulaNetwork.com. It is episode 213. It's Freeform Friday, March 28th, 2014. Chains and locks. Nah, that won't stop me from opening doors of opportunity. Won't stop us, will it? Well, it shouldn't. I'm going to talk to you about an opportunity I'm thinking about, and we'll do it next because I need your help. Well, here we are. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at Bula Network, the podcast. You can find the show notes at bulanetwork.com/213. This is the last Friday of March. Due to my sickness, I missed the last Friday of February, but thankfully March brings with it another opportunity, another chance to riff on about whatever I would like. But today, I'm not going to riff. Today, I've got mostly questions. And they're questions that I'm asking you. Because I would love to have your feedback. In fact, at the end of the podcast, I'm going to give you a bribe. Yes, I am. I'm going to bribe you. You can email me at supportbulanetwork@gmail.com. supportbulanetwork@gmail.com. All right. You ready to help me out? You ready to help me with this potential opportunity? Here's the question. Is there a market for online executive coaching in the form of a membership site? Now, let me define some terms here, or at least the big term, and that is executive coaching. By executive coaching, I mean coaching that is aimed at anybody who has direct reports. People who manage the work of other people. Their title doesn't matter. But people who manage the work of other people, they're the candidates for what most would call executive coaching. Next, what do you think the subject matter should be? And I would encourage you to think big or broad, and then narrow it down. For example, if I think about communication, a broad category, there are many more narrow areas like peer-to-peer, staff meetings, one-on-one with direct reports, written, that would include email and texting, group presentations. I mean, and there could be others. So we start with this broad category of communication, and we specialize and we break it into these other areas. And we include them all, by the way. Next, if the platform included video, audio, and text, PDFs, let's say, text on a page as well as PDFs, how small should the content be broken down into? I probably could have said that better. I mean, in other words, should a single video and audio, and of course the text would mirror that, should the single audio and video be no more than 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes? How long should each piece of content be? So let's say, for example, that a topic that might require 2 hours of instruction could be broken up into smaller sessions, and it would be broken up into smaller sessions as is necessary. Well, okay, if I broke a 2-hour piece of content into 5-minute sessions, that would be 24 5-minute sessions. That might be a little much, don't you think? But what about a dozen? What about a dozen 10-minute sessions? That might be okay. What do you think? How long or how short should each session be? Next, would it be more powerful if it had an interactive component with me? I mean, for example, one of the thoughts that I've had is, What if it were a relatively inexpensive monthly subscription, say something under $50, but then it was supplemented with a closed webinar with me every month or twice a month for a slightly higher price? And I'm thinking still under $100 though, or maybe right at $100. Is that a dumb idea? What do you think? Now, I'm talking about a comprehensive, action-oriented content. I'm not talking about generic, you know, paint with a roller. I'm talking about, let's get down to it. Some comprehensive, action-oriented content designed to help people really move the needle in their ability to become more effective leaders and managers. And I'm also talking about including areas that deal with selling and persuasion and marketing. And I would want this to be delivered in some logical sequence so that people could make progress and not feel like they've got this fire hose aimed at them. Now, let me be clear. I'm not talking about, and I'm not thinking about, a once then I'm done affair. I mean, there's lots of those. People produce something and they get people to join, and man, it never gets touched after that. And I realize that some content is evergreen, but I mean, come on, even to keep an evergreen tree evergreen, you got to water it, kind of take care of it, maybe prune it every now and then. So I'm not talking about a once and then I'm done affair. I'm talking about something that I want to continue to add to. I want to continue to update the material while addressing the concerns of the members. And so here's the question. How much should something like that cost if I wanted to make it extremely high value, which means I don't want it to be crazy priced. I don't want it to be high priced. But here's the big but. But I wanted to make sure people who enrolled were serious about taking action. And I know that's hard to control, because I do realize that probably 9 out of 10 people, if not 10 out of 10 people, consume content, don't ever do anything. And I'm really not interested in that. I'm really interested in people that would be. Now, the nature of the beast is people who are leading other people and managing other people, the people that who would be attracted to something like this tend to be folks that would take action. You know, unfortunately, the solopreneurs and people of that ilk, and I am one. I'm a different kind of one, though. You know, tend to be people that are constantly looking for the next new trick and slick thing, may or may not act on it. They might, but they might not. That's really not the target market here. You know, the target market here, as I said at the outset, are going to be people who, no matter what their title, they have direct reports. That is, they've got subordinates. They've got people that they manage. Okay, next. Should it be strictly monthly with no annual opportunity, or should I offer a reduced annual rate? And you know what I'm talking about, because lots of people do this. They may offer something for a certain amount of money. You know, I've seen things $67, $100 a month. But then if you prepay for a month, for a year rather, you save. And in some cases, the savings is pretty significant. I've seen in some cases it's okay. You pay for 11 months and you get the 12th one free. And in some cases it's even higher value than that. What do you think? My philosophy with all my work is to have customers think or say, this is worth so much more than what I'm paying. So I'm just going to tell you right now, if you haven't figured it out already, I'm a guy who has no problem leaving money on the table if, here's a big if the result is a remarkable experience for the customer or the client. I mean, that's my objective. I want to dazzle people. I don't want to merely satisfy people. You may have heard the adage, and it makes perfect sense. I've heard it for years and years, because I started out back when dirt was young and selling. Sounds like I'm losing my voice, doesn't it? Which is odd. I haven't been talking that much today. But I remember hearing back in the 70s, sales trainers would use this line when it came to customer satisfaction or customer happiness. You know, I've got a wife. I don't want my wife to be just satisfied. I want her to be happy. And that's resonated with me and it's stuck with me. And it's absolutely true. I don't just want people to be, it was a satisfactory experience. No, I'm not after that. And so that necessarily means that I am aware of managing the expectations with a price point. I mean, come on, if you're going to charge me lots of money every month, I'm going to ratchet up my expectation. And so are you. If you're going to ding my credit card a lower amount, okay, I'm probably going to lower my expectation. You go in and you spend $5 on a cup of coffee from Starbucks, you expect it to be killer. You know, you run into your local 7-Eleven or Quick Trip and spend 50 cents on a cup of coffee. That's a very different expectation. My objective would be to err on the side of blowing away a reasonable expectation. Now, I'm also aware of retention rates of subscribers. I mean, it wouldn't help me to have a high churn rate. That is the rate at which subscribers leave, and now I got to go find new replacements. And if you've got a business model that's like that, well, come on, you need to change some things. I mean, I need to help you change some things. We don't want to be constantly losing customers so that we constantly have to go find new customers. That's a tough row to hoe. Next, how valuable would an affiliate program be? And I'm thinking for members only. I wouldn't want to entertain an affiliate program just for the open public. You know, I'm not interested in people just hawking it because there's a dollar attached. I would only want people who are subscribers themselves to have that opportunity, because basically what I would be interested in is the referral kind of a model. So I would only want members to try to solicit new members. What would be a fair affiliate commission, you think? And I know that depends on the price point, but based on what you think the price point would be or should be, what would be a fair affiliate commission? And then I guess lastly, I'd have to end by just asking you got any other ideas? What am I missing? Well, I know I'm probably missing a lot. Now, here's the message for you. The door of opportunity often looks like the one that you'll find over at the show notes. Again, it's bulanetwork.com/213. It's a picture of two double doors. They're good-looking doors. A bit weathered, but they're still good-looking wooden doors with glass panes. Handles that meet in the center. Big chain. A big chain is looped around and around and around, you know, three or four times through these handles, and it's padlocked. So you got the picture? Closed, chained, locked. And frankly, rather intimidating. You think this may be a door of opportunity for me, and I don't care if it's chained and closed and locked and if it looks intimidating. And frankly, you shouldn't either. If there are opportunities and that's what they look like, yeah, you know what? If it's got chains and locks, you know what? There's something valuable on the other side, right? I mean, why put chains and locks on something if you got nothing to protect? So, you know, if it's an open door and anybody can walk in at any time, there probably is not much value on the other side. So I think we need to think of doors of opportunity kind of like that. Okay, let me bribe you here. I want to bribe you to share your thoughts with me. Email me your feedback to supportbulanetwork@gmail.com and use the subject line. Get ready. This is important. Use the subject line membership site. And by the way, include your Skype ID in the email because I'm going to contact you. I'm going to contact you and we're going to schedule a 15-minute Skype call so you can ask me anything you want. And I will do my dead level best to give you at least one great idea to help move you forward. Yeah. That's Freeform Friday for March. Short, sweet, to the point. Okay, yeah, I know. I'm asking for your help. But hey, I'm willing to give you something in return. That's pretty high value, right? Hey, tell a friend about the podcast, please. If you haven't reviewed me yet over at iTunes, I'd love that. That'd be great. Yeah, I don't care. If you want to blast me, blast me. Somebody else did. Only one, thankfully. I don't have very many because I don't ask very often, and I know it's a real pain to do it, but that'd be awesome. It'd be awesome if you could rate me over at iTunes because it does help. Everybody I talk to says it helps. So I believe them. So I'm going to start asking a little bit. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Hey, and have a great weekend. My name is Randy Cantrell. BulaNetwork.com is the website. This is the L Studio. Why are you still here? Because you saw there was something left, right? Okay, I mentioned my sickness that I missed the last Friday of February. Well, you can go over to leaningtowardwisdom.com. That is the other podcast, or one of the other podcasts, leaningtowardwisdom.com. I don't know. Go an episode or two back. Talk about being jerked through a knothole backwards. And if you're curious, if you're terribly, terribly curious, you can read more about it or listen more about it, and I'll give you kind of a health update. So there you go. Enjoy your weekend. See ya.